You're listening to SBS News.
The Health Minister Greg Hunt has been urging Australians to stay with its My Health Record system. It's an online database for every Australian that includes things like a patient's allergies and medical history. So far, about 20,000 Australians have already voluntarily withdrawn or opted out of the scheme. Greg Hunt told Channel 9 he met with doctors on Tuesday to address their concerns.
The system had been operating under the previous government and throughout this government without issue, and there still hasn't been a privacy breach. There still hasn't been any document released, and 6 million Australians have now signed up, almost a quarter of the population. But the medical community said for them it was important to have the additional reassurance, and we responded within 2 weeks of them asking for that.
That reassurance means the government plans to redraft the legislation behind the compulsory system. The law will be changed so police and other agencies can only access the health data of Australians with a court order. The three-month opt-out period, which tens of thousands of Australians have already taken advantage of, will be extended for another month, and more privacy safeguards will be introduced. Australians will be able to request their online records be permanently erased.
It's deleted forever. Previously, it would have been kept for up to 130 years. Now, if you opt out, you either will never have a record, or if you've had one, it will be deleted forever. And I think those are two very important reassurances.
Some doctors aren't convinced. The Doctors Reform Society's Dr. Tim Woodruff says the weeks of controversies and privacy concerns show the government should revert to an opt-in model.
The fact that the government has failed to react quickly to the concerns already raised gives us no confidence that their claim that this is data that is well protected against hackers is also a concern. We just can't have confidence in a government that implements things so shoddily. They have taken the lazy way out of not getting enough numbers in.
Australia's main multicultural group has received government funding to explain the benefits of the My Health Record. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils CEO Emma Campbell says her organisation feels better about the changes.
An online My Health Record will support Australians for whom English is a second language, for Australians who move more frequently, and also for those who have complex health histories. These changes make us much more confident in supporting cold Australians from remaining part of the My Health Record program.
The government needs the support of Labor to pass its legislative changes through Parliament, but the opposition hasn't guaranteed it will support the government's proposal. While it studies them, it says the government needs to suspend the rollout of the program until community trust is restored. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.